This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Another key job in the Trump administration has been filled. Retired Marine Corps General James Mattis is the president-elect's pick for Secretary of Defense. The official announcement comes on Monday, or at least that's what the president-elect said last night. It is unconventional, to say the least, to name a retired general officer to run the Pentagon for a whole lot of reasons. Erin Simpson lays out many of them in a new piece at the commentary website War on the Rocks, where she is a senior editor. Erin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai.
You are, we should say right at the outset, an admirer of General Mattis.
I am. Very much so.
How come?
Partially, I think, because my first job coming out of graduate school was with the Marines. I taught Marine officers down at Quantico. And there's something really special about the Marine Corps ethos. So love it or hate it, it's very identifiable. And I certainly bought into that pretty quickly.
And yet you say he should not be Secretary of Defense. It's not that he's unqualified, right?
Not at all. No. But he, I think, should not. And I hope we get a chance to explore some of that at what will be his confirmation hearings.
I'm sure Congress is going to ask him a whole bunch of questions, some of which I'm going to ask you now. First of all, the Department of Defense as a bureaucracy. You say in this piece on War on the Rocks, General Mattis is as much a warrior as you have ever known, and yet the bureaucracy at the Department of Defense is not his thing.
That's right. And I've gotten some pushback on that point. He certainly has had some senior level 4-star commands. But the Pentagon is a special kind of beast. You have to deal with procurement and personnel issues and inter-service rivalries and, of course, the White House. And it's been quite some time since he's worked in the building itself. So I think that that's going to pose some challenges.
You say in this piece, and I'm going to euphemize here, it's not that he's unqualified. It's that he hates this stuff.
Stuff. That's right. Most of us who enjoy General Mattis and appreciate his unique style in many ways love his directness, his bluntness, his profanity at times. I certainly enjoy that. That's going to be a tough road to hoe in this administration where that's well represented already. We really would need him to be to toe the line much more carefully, particularly with management of allies and making sure that our kind of steady commitments to the defense posture that we've maintained continues. That's not what you go to Mattis for.
Talk to me for a second about the thing that everybody has to do, even the Secretary of Defense, and that is managing up and dealing with his boss.
Yeah. The NSC is quite large. And of course,
the National Security Council. Yeah.
That's right. And Lieutenant General Flynn, as the National Security Advisor, kind of oversees that broad apparatus. But as a Secretary of Defense, he has the obligation and the prerogative as the senior civilian defense advisor. Of course, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, also a Marine, General Dunford, will provide that military counsel to the president as well. But the Secretary of Defense has a very unique role as that second person in the chain of command after the commander-in-chief, after the president, and will need to be, I think, very judicious in how they present countervening ideas or criticism to the president.
You mentioned General Flynn, who's going to be the National Security Advisor. You mentioned General Dunford, the sitting chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. There are many other generals in the mix that are being talked about in the Trump administration. Petraeus, General Kelly, Stan McChrystal is being talked about. Let's take a little detour here to civilian control of the military.
Yeah.
General Mattis will need a waiver from Congress because he is a recently retired military officer. But that larger point of the flag officers in that administration.
I think that that's certainly one of the concerns. We're not just talking about General Mattis in isolation. So that really brings a very top-heavy military outlook to the cabinet. There are senior civilians and seasoned civilians, who can fill some of these roles. And so to turn immediately to the general officers just strikes me as a bit of a caution.
Erin Simpson, her piece at War on the Rocks is called I Love Mattis, But I Don't Love Him as SecDef. Erin, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai. It was a pleasure.